You can never, never ask me to stop drinking. Do you understand?
I do. I really do.
All right, here we go. Role play level of concern. We know how this works. We go around the table. We're all associated with one thing or the other in terms of it being a person, a place, a thing, a streak, a drought. And then there's a situation that is applied. And we go around the table whether or not we have no concern, which is a pint on the patio. Mediocre concern, which I guess is that Marty Wildwood? Now, is that mediocre concern, Marty Wildwood?
You don't have to go Marty Wildwood, but it's an option.
Okay, and then, of course, the extreme levels, nuclear levels of concern is Nick Cage and leaving Las Vegas. All right, so here we go. Oh, you're playing the role of the Canadian Cup drought. So you are the drought. You love being the drought. You want to continue to be the drought. All right, what is your level of concern that the drought will come to an end this spring?
A concern that the drought will come to an end. I'm having a 7-pack, not a 6, a 7-pack. Mm-hmm. I think the way it breaks down, Hazy, is the two Canadian teams that we know are going to qualify for the playoffs, Edmonton and Toronto, they have as good a chance as anybody. And I understand that what Boston is doing is outrageous. It's record-setting. And they're going to be an awfully tough out. But as soon as the regular season's over, man, that what they've done is over as well. And the top teams, and there's about 6 or 7 of them, and everyone knows who they are, they've all got a chance. And they all need some luck. They all need great players to elevate. And they all need goaltending. They all need a bunch of stuff. All the great players who have won have talked about what it takes to win and what goes into it and how luck can be involved in a break and puck luck. They've all got a chance, man. So I'm going to say maybe a 7 or 8-pack with a shot of chilled Grey Goose on the side.
Okay. That's a decent amount. Yeah, it's not a pint on the patio. It's more than that, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree.
I was kind of confused by the question.
I know. Admittedly, right before we came on, I was talking to Grappler and JP and Chris. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know if I worded this properly. So
I was seizing up like I was Coco there, and I was going to say, am I on the air right now?
Am I still on the air?
I was thinking, what am I drinking about?
Right.
Like,
that's why I'm emphasizing you are the drought. So you like being the drought. You want the drought to continue. So,
Move on from it.
Anyway,
I told you my little spiel.
Yes, a little 6-7-pack with a shot. I think that's appropriate with the Leafs and the Oilers. All right, Noodles, you're playing the role of the Winnipeg Jets. You're playing the role of the Winnipeg Jets. What is your level of concern that you are leaking oil and you will miss the playoffs?
Well, it's got to be play it. I mean,
you can never ask me to stop drinking.
Yeah, they're 6. What is it? They're basically .500 hockey in their last 10 games. It's not good enough.
No.
And the fact is, you had a huge buffer. Like,
oh,
you weren't even in
they
that.
They were winning the division at one time, weren't they?
Exactly. There was a time where they were kissing up on the other side of the division, and now you're fighting for your life, and you're going to be staring in the eyes of the team that's going to try and take it away from you. When is that game? Next week against Calgary. So, yeah, you have to play it just based on how they've been playing the last 6 weeks. Hasn't been good enough.
No, I agree. And it's getting ugly now, right? It's you got the coach really calling out the effort of the players. Like, that's concerning. Not an execution thing, not a, hey, we're down in the dumps, not I'm going to play positive. And ultimately, that's really what Bonus is. Bonus is an incredibly positive and optimistic guy. And even he's like, I'm paraphrasing, but doesn't like the effort of their players.
Well,
like, that's really concerning.
Circling back at this time, guys, and to be
ugly.
Be saying, no, not good enough, not even close. Like, you got problems.
Well, I was telling O earlier, and I flipped him the board that I'm talking about tonight. Blake Wheeler, 0 goals in his last 21.
Whew.
Mark Scheifele, who's having an unbelievable season. You guys got 38 goals this year, 0 goals in his last 9. Kyle Connor, 1 goal in his last 14. He's a 40-goal man. Pierre-Luc Dubois, who's a 30-plus guy, 1 goal in his last 10.
Wow.
So you look at their power play, and you look at their top players, and look at those stats, that's why it translates that inconsistency and lack of consistent winning. That's it. Yeah. Bottom line, it's top players,
those
and they're
numbers,
not doing the job.
Those numbers, are that is astonishing. Like, to have a four-pack like that, that literally are not scoring goals,
right,
is tough to
and
believe.
And you get shut out by, like I say, James Reimer and
worst team in the league. Worst team in the league right now, San Jose. All right, I am playing the role of Morgan Riley. Morgan Riley. What is my level of concern that I will not be a top 2 minute crunching defenseman throughout the playoffs? Will not be top two. Give me some Marty Wildwood here.
Okay? Six Bush Light, six Bud Light, and I love them, tall boys.
I think TJ Brody is going to play more minutes, and I think if he's paired with Jake McCabe, I think that pairing will play more than Riley. I think that's going to be your matchup pairing. That's going to be your pairing.
If who's with McCabe?
If it's McCabe and Brody, I think the two of them are going to play more minutes than Riley.
Hey, Morgan's going to be the one that's going to dictate what happens here, because if he morphs back into horse mode, he'll be playing more than any of them because he's their best defenseman.
He should.
And he's just not doing that.
He's not even close, right? He's not. He's paired up with Luke Shen, which understandably, like, the reporters down at the rink, you know, are putting him third on the totem pole right
now. It's because of his partner. His partner's
exactly.
a six.
That's what
That's
he is.
What it is.
He's a six or a seven. Like, Shen is not a lock to be in the top six. I believe he will play, but he's a six or a seven. And if Riley's playing with him, that says something about how the coach is feeling about it.
The only thing I would add to that, though, Brian, the minutes could be deceiving because Morgan will probably get power play, right?
Yeah.
So that adds
but
two and a half.
In the playoffs, you don't get as many calls, though, Noodles,
that's
like
true,
historically.
Yeah,
you know, it's a lot of five-on-five play. And if you can't trust him, that, like, how many defensive zone faceoffs is he going to be on the ice for? Is he going to be up against the opposition's top line? I don't know.
I think they just need Morgan. Like, you need Morgan because I don't personally, McCabe, Brody, like, it looks good, but I think you also need, like, who's exiting with the puck? Like, Brody's a pretty good puck distributor, but, like, McCabe, like, to me,
I have full confidence in Morgan Riley, guys. I know he has not played well. He is not at his best, but he is one of those guys. I'm fully confident that he will get it turned around and be dialed in and playing his best hockey come puck drop against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay. All right.
Mark my word.
I will. Marty Wildwood, you are anti-Marty when it comes to that. You're playing the role of Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy, what is your level of concern that you will never win the Masters and you will never complete that career slam?
Zero. No booze. Nothing.
Dry.
Water with a lemon.
Wow.
Because I'm going to tell you, if you paid attention to any golf and you watched any golf, last week in Texas at the Dell Match Play, I hit two drives that went 360 yards in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets soggy down at Augusta National, guess what I'm going to do, Hazy B? I'm going to tee it a little bit higher, and I'm going to send it into launch into the atmosphere. And I can hit a towering high drive like no other man on tour right now, and no other man in that tournament. Bryson thinks he can do it, but he can't keep it on the earth right now. So one of these days, my power and my weapon, as Zinger says, the driver, is going to win me a golf tournament at Augusta National, and it wouldn't shock me if it's this year.
Yeah, it very well could be. Now, I will say, you're starting to sound a lot like DeChambeau there, Rory, where you're suggesting, what, it's a par 67 for you, par 68, bomb and gouge.
Excuse me,
doesn't
did
work
I say
that
anything
way.
Like that? Did I say anything
it
like that?
It kind of sounded that way. And
dude, let's be honest, everything at Augusta National is the par 5s.
Yes.
Because guys that win, I'll pump out a stat tomorrow, guys that are winning the Masters, they're playing the par 5s, whether it being Mike Weir or someone else wedging their way to victory, or Tiger Woods dominating his way to victory on the par fives in a different fashion. It's all about the par fives.
Yes.
And the way McIlroy can drive the golf ball right now, I don't see anybody stopping him.
Yeah, I'm with you, but the problem with him is Thursday at Augusta. Thursday at Augusta. He is brutal.
No kidding.
Thursday at Augusta.
There is nobody better when he's out of it, and he'll shoot 63.
Oh, exactly. He finished solo second last year. He was never in contention. Like, legitimately never in contention. All right, Noodles, you're playing the role of Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, who is taking heat and taking shrapnel, considering what's happened since your boy Tommy decided to leave you in his dust. What is your level of concern, Bill Belichick, that you're on the hot seat starting this year in New England?
Give me the Rick Wildwood or whatever his name
Marty
is.
Marty Wildwood. Have some respect.
Six Bud Light, and I love him. Tall boys.
Here's why is, you know, I think he's arguably the greatest coach of all time in NFL history, or one of them. So, you know.
Yep.
But it's what have you done for me lately? And, you know, old Bobby Kraft there. He's a demanding guy,
yeah,
you know.
He's got big egos,
all of that type of stuff. So for me, I think it's like, okay, Tommy left. There's a reset, but like, let's see some results here, and that's the biggest challenge for Big Bell.
That might make Billy say, if he feels like he's under the gun, guess what? He probably wants to be on the move for. That quarterback hasn't exactly been dialed in there. Mm-hmm. So, and there's been rumors of one quarterback saying he'd love to be a Patriot, and that's Lamar Jackson.
You're talking Lamar Jackson. Well, it's interesting you say that, because I've seen some Patriot fans tweet this out. I think Bill Simmons pointed this out, that Belichick would do the opposite. Like, Belichick would be the guy historically trading someone like Lamar, who's up for big money so he can bring in picks and bring in other players. It would almost be a sign of desperation if Belichick actually moved on Lamar and traded Mac Jones, traded multiple first-round picks, gave him a big contract, tons of guarantees. It would actually be anti-Belichick, and it would really signify that he truly is under the gun and he's getting shook. You know, he had a great line this week when he was asked, you know, how should the fans feel about the future, and he said, take a look at the last 25 years. You know, that was basically his mic drop. Here's why you should feel comfortable. The last 25 years.
And that's not wrong.
I mean, no, like, it literally was a good run. But Tom Brady was here for a lot of that, and he's not coming back, right?
Yeah.
Like, that is a bit of an issue for Bill Belichick, that Tom Brady's no longer there. All right. Final one here. I'm playing the role of the Dallas Mavericks. Maybe I'm playing the role of Mark Cuban, representing the Dallas Mavericks. What is my level of concern hearing Luka talk about playing ball recently? And this is actually going to surprise you guys, but I'm a pine on the patio right now.
Ooh.
I'm a pine on the patio because this is the nature of the beast in the NBA. It seems like a lot of players are unhappy. It hasn't gone well for Dallas. It hasn't gone well for Luka. He's one of the most spectacular players in the world. He's one of the most entertaining players to watch. But he's following in the footsteps of Dirk Nowitzki, you know, a fellow European player who kind of changed the game and looked different and played differently than what we had seen before. And they're having trouble finding the pieces to go around Luka. But eventually they did that for Dirk. Eventually they got there. They got to the finals in 06. They closed in 2010, I believe it was, against Miami and LeBron. Luka's going, he's going to stay there. Like, Cuban's a great owner. They're going to pay him everything. Dallas, a pretty good spot, good team, good culture, et cetera. They may move on Kyrie. He may not be there long. But I think Cuban's pretty comfortable in finding a way to make Luka Doncic happy over time, and this will eventually blow over. I don't think he's going anywhere.
It's fair.
Yeah.
It's fair.
We'll see. I mean, listen.
They're in a conundrum, though, that's not. That's just. You didn't think that one was coming.
No. Right. It's ugly. Like, it
Dude,
is.
It wasn't long ago,
ugly.
Hayes. It was a couple years ago where Luka was playing, was balling in the bubble.
Yeah.
And he was out of his mind, man.
That was his coming out party. Like, we were aware of him.
It was like, this guy's got to win a championship in the next 3 or 4 years because he's that good.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was talking about him, LeBron included.
Yep. They're not
and
even
hasn't
in the playing
materialized.
Right now. They're 11.
I think as good as the dude is, I think he honestly got to take his conditioning seriously, because you look at him walking in the building and playing. He looks like he doesn't look like he's 100% committed off the court.
Well, it's kind of what's coming with him is what came with James Harden for a long time, right? Like, it's similar kind of stuff. Like,
you could fool everybody for only a certain amount of time.
Yep, and ball's always in your hand. You're an incredible scorer, but like you need some help, and you got to make sure that you're dialed in. Like, James Harden's one of the great scorers of all time, but he needs help. You know, he needs, look what Embiid's doing. Like, Doncic is going to need that at some point. Kyrie's not the answer, clearly. All right, there you go. Role play level of concern. We got Darren Dreger still to come, our TSN hockey insider. We got the Leafs in action tonight, Leafs Panthers. We'll get back into that Keith Tkachuk comment on the morning show this morning. His assessment of the Panthers and what he's seen out of them going into the game tonight. And again, the Raptors coming off a big win last night. The Jays start their season tomorrow, so we'll start looking ahead to that as well. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.